What's up, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to the Give Me Understanding podcast. I'm the host, Aaron Dodson, and Psalm 119:34 is the best verse to describe this podcast. The psalmist wrote, "Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart." This is the podcast where I discuss the sacred text or things related to it, and I do my best to help others understand the sacred text. I want to share in this episode and in seven more episodes to come a Bible correspondence course written by brother and gospel preacher Alan Webster. The first lesson is entitled Introduction to the Bible, and perhaps you're familiar with this one. If you're not, I encourage you to go online to housetohouse.com or Glad Tidings Publishing online and order a copy of these. Not only can they be used to reach others who are not Christians, but I want to encourage all brothers and sisters who are interested in studying and getting a better, more thorough understanding of God's Word, even in the basics, to study this Bible correspondence course. I would say that it's probably my most favorite Bible correspondence course that I have found written among people in the Brotherhood. The first lesson's entitled Introduction to the Bible. The second lesson's entitled Principles of Bible Interpretation. Lesson 3, Three Facts That Change the World Forever. Lesson 4, A Study of Covenants. Lesson 5, Can God Really Forgive Me? Lesson 6, The Terms of Forgiveness. Lesson 7, Heaven is Only 4 Steps Away, Part 1. Lesson 8, Heaven is Only 4 Steps Away, Part 2. I have found it to be very useful, and with Alan's permission, I have decided to read and teach and make comments about this Bible correspondence course through my Give Me Understanding podcast. This particular episode, I'll go through the first lesson titled Introduction to the Bible. I think this is a very useful Bible correspondence course and a very useful lesson. We all need a proper introduction to the Bible. You know, we live some 2,000 years removed from the time in which the Bible books, particularly the New Testament books, were written. And so it's very helpful to have a good introduction or to study good introductions to the Bible. The Pony Express was the first Western mail service in the early days of America. It ran from St. Joseph, Missouri to Sacramento, California, a distance of 1,900 miles. The trip was made on horseback in only 10 days. 40 men, each riding 50 miles a day, dashed along the trail on 500 strong horses. To conserve weight, only small men were employed. Clothing was very light, saddles were small and thin, and no weapon was carried even through Indian or Native American country. The horses themselves wore small shoes or none at all. The mail pouches were flat and conservative in size. Letters were written on thin paper and postage was $5 per ounce, a high price now, but a king's ransom then. Yet each rider carried a full-sized Bible. The Bible is an indispensable companion for a complete life. It really is like carrying a whole library in one volume. It has 66 books and 1,189 chapters. Yet a motivated reader can read the Old Testament in only a couple of weeks. That's 74 hours. 64 verses a day will get an average reader through it in 1 year. And the New Testament in less than a week. That's 18.5 hours. 28 minutes a day. Will complete it in 40 days. 36 minutes a day will finish the New Testament in a month. The Old Testament was originally written primarily in Hebrew, the Jews' language, with a small part also in Aramaic. Parts from Ezra 4:8 through 6:18, Jeremiah 10:11, Daniel 2:4 through 7:28. The New Testament, though, was written in Greek. The Bible is the only book that can tell our past, present, and future. Consider our past. Man was created in the long ago in the image of a loving God, Genesis 1:27. Our present. Life's purpose is to praise and serve God, 1 Peter 2:9. Our future. Man can live in heaven with God forever, John 14:1 and 2. Hebrews 9:27, Acts 17:30 and 31. Learning about the Bible is as simple as 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Consider first that there is one major theme to the Bible. The Bible's theme is clear. The salvation of mankind through Christ to God's glory. John 20:30 and 31. John 3:16, Mark 16:16, Luke 24:27 and 44, 1 Peter 2:5. The book Talk Through the Bible says, if you wanted to sum up the Bible in seven words, the words would be God, man, sin, redemption, justification, sanctification, and glorification. If you only had two words, the words would be grace and glory. If you could only use one word, the Bible is about Jesus. In the volume of the book, it is written of me, Hebrews 10:7. Consider there are two major sections to the Bible. The Old Testament has 39 books. It begins with Genesis and ends with Malachi. It contains 929 chapters. The middle book of the Old Testament is Proverbs. The middle chapter is Job 29, and the middle verse is Psalm 118:8. The longest chapter is Psalm 119, and the shortest chapter is Psalm 117. The longest verse is Esther 8:9, and the longest word is found in Isaiah 8:1, Mahershalah Hashbaz. The longest book is Psalms, and the shortest book is Obadiah. The Old Testament was originally divided into two sections, the Law and the Prophets, Matthew 7:12. The Law and the Prophets were divided by the Jews into lessons. It was one of these that Jesus stood up to read in the synagogue, Luke 4:16. The 39 books of the Old Testament provide the foundation upon which the superstructure of the 27 books of the New Testament is built. The Old Testament and New Testament are essential to one another. As Augustine said, the new is the old contained, the old is the new explained, the new is the old latent, the old is the new patent. Eternity bounds the one side, eternity bounds the other side, and time is in between. The new is in the old revealed, and the old is in the new concealed. Christ quotes from 22 Old Testament books, in Matthew 19 times, in Mark 15 times, in Luke 25, in John 11. The book of Hebrews quotes the Old Testament, including both quotations and allusions, 85 times. Revelation quotes the Old Testament 245 times. Now consider the New Testament, the second major section of the Bible. The New Testament has 27 books. It begins with Matthew and ends with Revelation. It has 260 chapters and 7,959 verses. Its shortest book is 2 John, and the shortest verses are John 11:35 in the English and 1 Thessalonians 5:16 in Greek. The name Jesus occurs almost 1,000 times, explicitly, specifically, 893 times in the New Testament, about twice as often in Matthew through Acts as in epistles through Revelation. The title Christ occurs 91 times in the Gospels and Acts, and 480 times in the epistles and the Revelation. The New Testament was written by 8 men, 4 of whom were apostles, Matthew, John, Peter, and Paul. Two were companions of the apostles, Mark and Luke. And two of the writers were brothers of Jesus, James and Jude. The Old Testament anticipates the Messiah's work in many ways, and the New Testament points back to Jesus as the author and perfecter of faith. He is the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Christ claimed to be the one of whom the Old Testament spoke, Luke 24:44-46. Now consider next in this introduction that there are three periods of Bible history. The first, the patriarchal period, sometimes called dispensation. The patriarchal period lasted from Adam to Moses, about 2,000 years, perhaps a little more. Genesis 1 to Exodus 20. The principal characters were Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and Job. God spoke directly to these men, and they passed the instruction to their families and descendants or tribes. From Adam to Abraham, we have the history of the human race. From Abraham to Christ, we have the history of the chosen race, Israel. This was the time of family law. The second period we call the Mosaic period. The Mosaic period lasted from Moses to Christ, about 1,500 years, Exodus 20 to Acts 2. The principal characters were Moses, Joshua, Samuel, Saul, David, and Solomon. The law of Moses was a national law. The third period of Bible history we call the Christian period. The Christian period began at the cross and will last until the second coming of Christ, almost 2,000 years so far. This is covered in the Bible from Acts 2 to Revelation 22. Its principal character is Christ, and its secondary characters are the apostles, particularly Peter and Paul. Christianity is a universal law. Although the Old Testament covers about 4,000 years of time, the books were written over only about 1,000 years, from 1500 to 400 BC. From a literary standpoint, the Old Testament begins with Genesis and ends with Malachi, while the New Testament begins with Matthew and ends with Revelation. From a covenant standpoint, the Old Covenant began in Exodus 20 and was set aside at the cross, Acts 2. Also compare Colossians 2:14. The New Covenant began with the death of Christ and will continue until His second coming. Consider next in this introduction, there are four sections in the New Testament. The first section we call Biographies of Christ. There are four books called Biographies of Christ. These books were written to convince people that Jesus is the Christ. The four gospel accounts are like four portraits of Christ posing in four different ways. They show who Jesus was rather than trying to cover all He did and the precise order in which He did it. In Matthew, Christ is the King of the Jews. The book was written to Jews, and the word King is found 20 times. Matthew has 28 chapters. In Mark, Christ is the servant of God. This book was written to Romans, and the word servant is found 5 times. It has 16 chapters. In Luke, Christ is the Son of Man. It was written to Gentiles, and Son of Man is found 25 times. It has 24 chapters. In John, Christ is the Son of God. It was written to all people, and Son of God is found 10 times. It has 21 chapters. The gospel records for us a focus upon the Messiah's threefold role. His roles of prophet, priest, and king, Hebrews 1:1-3. As prophet, fulfilling Moses' great prophecy of Deuteronomy 18, Jesus did not merely speak for God as other prophets who preceded Him, but God spoke through Him as Son, Hebrews 1:1-2. As a priest, Christ became both the sacrificed and the sacrificer. He died on the cross to save sinners, Hebrews 9:14, and through His resurrection, He lives eternally to make intercession for His subjects, Hebrews 7:25. As king, He now rules over His kingdom from heaven, 1 Timothy 1:17. Those are the first four books, the four sections of the New Testament, the first four being the biographies of Christ. Next is the history of the Church of Christ. There's one book that records the history of the Church of Christ, and that's the book of Acts. It was written to convert people to Jesus as the Christ, the Savior of the world. Acts, conversions to Christ, shows the church from its birth in Jerusalem to the time it came to fill the Roman Empire. It grew from a small group in one city to thousands in all the major cities of the empire. The most important lesson to learn in the book is how to become a Christian and a member of his church, or this church, Jesus' church, today. If we do what they did, obey God's word, we will become what they became, Christians, and go where they went after death, paradise. They heard the preaching of the word, believed in the Christ as God's Son, repented of past sins, confessed Christ, and were immersed for the forgiveness of sins. They then grew in knowledge and devotion. They were willing to die for their faith. The book of Acts has 28 chapters. Now, let's consider the next part, the next section, the third major section of the New Testament books, letters on living for Christ. There are 21 of these letters. These books or letters were written to confirm the faith of those in Christ. And I'll mention a key verse with each book, maybe a phrase and a verse. The book of Romans emphasizes righteousness in Christ. Romans 1:16 through 17. It has 16 chapters. 1 Corinthians, handling problems in the Church of Christ. That can be seen in chapters 1, verses 10 through 13. It has 16 chapters. 2 Corinthians, examine yourselves in Christ. Chapter 13, verse 5. It has 13 chapters. Galatians, freedom in Christ, 2:20. It has 6 chapters. Ephesians, unity in the body of Christ, Ephesians 2:15. It has 6 chapters. Philippians, rejoice in Christ, Philippians 4:4. It has 4 chapters. Colossians, submit to Christ, the head of the church, Colossians 1:18. It has 4 chapters. 1 Thessalonians, Christ is coming back, 1 Thessalonians 3:12 and 13. It has 5 chapters. 2 Thessalonians, be patient as you follow Christ. It has 3 chapters. 1 Timothy, fight the good fight of Christ. It has 6 chapters. 2 Timothy, preach the word of Christ. It has 4 chapters. Titus, maintain good works for Christ. It has 3 chapters. Philemon, accept one another in Christ. It has 1 chapter. Hebrews, Christ is better. It has 13 chapters. James, practical living for Christ. It has 5 chapters. 1 Peter, persecuted for Christ. It has 5 chapters. 2 Peter, add to your faith as a follower of Christ. It has 3 chapters. 1 John, love your brother in Christ. It has 5 chapters. 2 John, abide in the doctrine of Christ. It has 1 chapter. 3 John, be a fellow helper with Christ. It has 1 chapter. Jude, contend for the faith of Christ. It has 1 chapter. Finally, there's one book of prophecy. The book of Revelation was written to console those who were suffering and would suffer for Christ. Revelation is about the victory that Christ's people have in Christ. It has 22 chapters. Now, there are 5 sections of the Old Testament. There are 5 books of law, Genesis through Deuteronomy. There are 12 books of history, Joshua to Esther. There are 5 books of poetry, Job to Song of Solomon. There are 5 books of major prophets, Isaiah to Daniel. And there are 12 books of the minor prophets, Hosea to Malachi. That gives us a short description or a brief overview, an introduction to the Bible as a whole. In the next lesson, we'll be considering together principles of Bible interpretation. Thank you for tuning in. and God bless.